Samantha Mutusami, Samantha, S-A-M-A-N-T-H-A, Mutusami is M-O-O-T-O-O-S-A-M-M-Y. Date of birth is 1/9/1979. This is for date of service, 1/10/2022. Mrs. Mutusami is a 43-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding overweight management. The patient does not have a significant past medical history. She has a BMI of 30.4%. The patient states that she has previously tried Wellbutrin and naltrexone therapy, which is essentially contrave therapy, with no improvement in her weight. In fact, she gained weight on this therapy. She has gained about 30 pounds over the last few years. She has tried multiple diets. However, she mostly does not follow a structured diet. Rather, she follows a healthy eating pattern. She eats a lot of vegetables. She avoids red meat. She does not eat sugar. She reports being thirsty all the time, as well as hungry all the time. She denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or constipation. She denies any difficulties in sleep. Plan number one for her overweight status, her current BMI is 30.4%. At this point, I'm going to use off-label therapy, and she is agreeable to the use of Ozempic 0.25 micrograms once weekly for the secondary benefit of weight loss. We will use this, and I gave the patient a sample of this, and I will have her return to clinic in 4 to 6 weeks. Next summer, I have also advised her to avoid any simple carbohydrates like rice and anything white, including bread, pasta, or any white flour. Next number, I have also recommended a maximum daily caloric intake of 1,200 to 1,400 calories per day. Next number, I will see the patient in 4 to 6 weeks for follow-up to reassess her weight after starting Ozempic therapy. Next number, in addition for weight loss and fatigue, we will prescribe Wellbutrin extended release, 150 milligrams once daily. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.